Magic 106.1, number one for classic soul and today's R&B. Well, right about now, we are going to travel over to Brent Lane and talk with our good friend, Mr. Marcus Michaels, on this beautiful Monday. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Sunshine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Had a wonderful weekend. What about you?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, super.
Right. Well, listen, Mark, I got a question for you. I try to come out with things that are very beneficial for the community. And let's talk about today, texting and driving, and the consequences if that causes an accident.
Well, firstly, you know, there's different kinds of ways that you can be held accountable for that. You can get a ticket, of course, for texting and driving.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also get charged with damages if, for example, you hurt somebody in a car accident. I mean, mm-hmm. think about it. If you're not texting and you're not driving, but you make a mistake and let's say you change lanes into another car and that person gets hurt, that person can bring a claim against your insurance company for compensation for injuries, right? That's
mm-hmm.
that's basically what I do. People mm-hmm. get injured in an accident. They hire me. I go get them compensation from the person that caused the accident.
Right.
But if you caused that accident, not because of negligence, but because of an intentional act of texting and driving, first of all, you can lose the protection of your insurance.
Oh.
And then anybody that's claiming compensation for damages can go directly at your assets. Okay, so you, if you've got insurance and you're driving around today, you've got insurance that covers you for negligent acts, but that insurance doesn't cover you for intentional acts. And if you intentionally use your cell phone, you can forfeit the coverage and the protection that you have from your insurance company, and you can be held accountable straight out of your own pocket.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
It can also form the basis of a claim for punitive damages. Let's say you hurt somebody in an accident, they hire me, and I sue you for causing the accident.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can sue you for your negligent driving, but I can also seek punitive damages for the aggravated nature of the claim. In other words, this is an aggravated fact that you were texting and driving and hurt my client. It's in addition to the compensation that they get in terms of compensatory damages,
uh-huh.
but it may lend itself to a claim for punitive damages. You don't want any of that. I don't want you to have any of that. Nobody wants you to have any of that. Just don't text and drive. You know, we live in a world where information just drives us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to be in contact all the time. We want to be, you know, on top mm-hmm. of our business all the time. It's hard. I know it's hard to basically accept that whatever that text message says, it's just not really that important.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's probably very important, but it can wait until you get to where you're going. And if you can't, pull over and handle that text on the side of the road instead of in the traffic.
If a person needs to talk to you today, Marcus, if they got questions about what we're even talking about now, because there's a lot that I'm learning.
Sure. They can call me in Pensacola at 438-4848 or Fort Walton Beach, 864-4848. We've got an office in Crestview.
683-4848, and we have a new number.
Yeah, 850-INJURED. So if you think about your being injured in an accident, just call us at 850-INJURED. We'll help you in any way that we can.